these members, Doctor, at the first hearing? I know you suggested them.
No, I just gave my testimony. Excuse me, I just gave my testimony. I didn't discuss these amendments. I have a couple of comments, if I may.
Well, let's just see if there's any questions up here right now. Certainly there isn't. We're running out of steam. Okay, go ahead, Doctor.
In regard to the...
We need your name for the record.
I'm sorry. Mark Melgard, for the record, Mr. Chair and members. I was present at both meetings of the Medical Advisory Committee when we discussed this bill, and the original thrust was to enlarge the committee to provide more people who were actually doing the services in the workers' comp arena. When it first passed the committee, it was in more a conceptual form. When it was discussed again about a month and a half ago, the thrust was that, well, you approved it before, you should approve it again. And I have to tell you that the vote at that time was a split decision. It was not unanimous. I personally feel that these amendments are necessary. I think the statute has determined before who should sit on this committee. The rule states a place for everybody except the providers. And all these amendments do is specify the providers. And the director still has the opportunity to put anybody else on the committee that he wants. And it just seems that this was established at your level before, and I think that's where it should be established. The rulemaking process, the hearing-making process, is sometimes a vocal contest, and I think it's been carried out at your level before, and I think this is where it should be. That's why I bring it to you.
Thank you. The way I see the Dash A3 amendments, they don't change much from what current law is. It seems that they go back to basically what current law is rather than giving flexibility to the board.
Not really. If you look at the membership before, it limited, included a dentist. It did not include a physical medicine person. It did not include a radiologist. It didn't include a neurosurgeon. It didn't include a family practitioner. It didn't include an orthopedist. So this is to enlarge the membership of the committee that is compatible with the people who provide the service in the injured worker. And that was the previous statistics that I gave them before when you weren't here, but basically 75% of the care is provided by medical doctors.
Representative Knope, do you want to forge ahead here? Or?
I think we should.
Yeah. Thank you very much. The only question I would ask, I guess, is that this bill, I'm frantically looking through my SMS. Well, had this bill gone through the MLAC committee? Was that testified to in the first committee?
It was testified to at the Senate. I don't believe we heard that testimony here in the House.
I do see we have an MLAC representative in the room. You. Bob and Lisa, would you carry it over? Steve's here too, huh? We have three chairs up here.
Almost like a subpoena.
We don't have subpoena power, so I guess you can always leave if you wish to.
Well, good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Happy to respond to your question in work session here. MLAC did, in fact, review this bill.
For the record, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Steve Telford, member of MLAC. We did indeed review this bill, and I think our consensus was very much that we're looking for flexibility and that we want this medical advisory committee to indeed reflect what the market is. Currently, the statute basically lists a number of specific specific specialties, excluding a couple that Dr. Melgar just referred to, the trouble is that you end up with kind of ones of each, and you really don't reflect the bulk of the market. And then you get into the problem of the size of the committee. If you get too big a committee, then nothing gets done. So what we're looking for is to give the department the flexibility to name people they feel have an active interest and, in fact, participate in providing health care in the workers' comp system that reflects the marketplace.
I recognize we just got these amendments today. Have you had a chance to look at them, and would you care to comment on either the A2s or the A3s?
Yes, I have reviewed both. I think neither of the amendments are necessary. I think the original bill in its first form was fine, and, in fact, is the bill that AMLAC supported.
Anything else?
I really don't. We just want this committee to work better and be more effective. Bob Schiff and I, Morgan Building Trades. We think it's very important that the medical providers have a voice in the workers' comp system. Just for issues such as the paperwork flow and other issues, the statutes that they have to deal with that make the system work better. That's what we're in on this city.
President Thompson.
Mr. Chair, I'm worried that in the process of flexibility, it may leave some of the critical ones like radiologists off the list. And if we don't specify it, it worries me that we're going to be in a situation. How would you like to respond to that? I mean, because if you have all the straight positions on there, you're still going to be in a situation where you're not going to get a broad enough base.
Mr. Chair, Representative Thompson, I'm not worried about that because the director and the department chief appoint these people. They're very cognizant of the variety of providers that are involved, and I feel very comfortable that they will, in fact, include those specialties, chiropractors, the radiologists, nurse practitioners. You're correct. There are a number of providers that are not just MDs.
If we were to insert both of these amendments into the bill, I think it would then read that the committee shall, by rule, include, and then we'd have the list of one chiropractor, one naturopath, one osteopath, one orthopedic, family physician, neurosurgeon, radiologist, specialist in the medical field of rehabilitation. And that's the number. No, it will continue to read one representative of insurers, one representative of employers. No, the committee shall also include one representative of insurers and employers. So would that would not limit the committee from, or the department from appointing more than this, just mean that they would have to include these on the list? That's the way I read it?
Mr. Chair, Lisa Trussell, part of the concern also is, though, that you can list out the different types of providers, but they don't treat in the same amount. As was indicated, like 70% are MDs. And so if that's what you end up with, number one, not everybody who's asked to serve on the committee will want to serve on it. We have difficulties filling the designated positions. I think previously the committee heard that dentist was a difficult one to get in there. So that's the concern about listing them, and I think that the department has the data that they generate from what's paid out on meds that can tell them more precisely who is treating. Now, for today's time, the list of the amendments that have been proposed to you may be who's treating during this time frame, but that doesn't mean that that would remain constant, and that's why we'd prefer the bill as written.
Thank you. Any further questions? Thank you very much for coming forward and volunteering.
Anyway, does carrying bills. Well, Mr. Chair, I understand that they want flexibility, and I'm prepared to give them that flexibility. About 21 months from now, there'll be the opportunity to come back and relook at this issue. I think that's probably all the flexibility we're going to need on this one. I want to see that the medical community is represented. I think this specifies clearly folks who are involved in giving care at this time. And we do delete the dentist, which seemed to be the one that everybody had a problem with because they couldn't fill the spot. So it would be my inclination to move both the dash A2 and the dash A3 amendments.
Well, if you want to make a motion one at a time, we'll see what we get.
Is the rest of our committee...
Representative Lundquist said he went to his office, and we could probably call him back. I don't know where Representative Atkinson is. We could stand in at ease for a moment or two until we can find there's Representative Atkinson. We would stand at ease. So Representative Lundquist is back. Yeah, I don't care.
My wife is here.
Maybe you better not.
Will you?